The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class discusses the common problems associated with AdBlue and how you can avoid them to keep the vehicle in optimal condition. Index, AdBlue problem. Override AdBlue. Is it allowed? AdBlue problem. AdBlue is used as a key additive in diesel vehicles to minimize environmentally harmful emissions of nitrogen oxides, NOx. This system operates by injecting a urea-containing solution into the exhaust system, where it facilitates a chemical reaction that transforms NOx into nitrogen and water vapor, both of which are considerably less harmful in order to comply with the strictest environmental regulations. However, the use of AdBlue can also lead to some problems that, if not properly managed, can result in expensive breakdown. AdBlue can cause serious problems for cars using it in the event of breakdowns. Let's take a look at the most common ones. Common problems associated with AdBlue. If you have problems with AdBlue, it is probably one of the following list: sensor failures. AdBlue sensors can stop working properly if crystals build up or there is contamination in the system. This can trigger alerts on the vehicle's control panel and activate warning lights indicating a problem in the system. AdBlue crystallization. Crystallization is a common problem, especially in cold climates, where low temperatures can cause crystals to form and clog the car's injectors and system piping, affecting the effectiveness of the emission reduction system. AdBlue system contamination. Contamination of AdBlue can occur if the fluid is mixed with foreign substances that alter its chemical composition. This can compromise the efficiency of the selective catalytic reduction SCR system and increase the vehicle's pollutant emissions. AdBlue injector problems. AdBlue injectors can become clogged with crystals or debris, which prevents correct dosing of the fluid in the exhaust system, resulting in increased pollutant emission. Excessive AdBlue consumption. Excessive AdBlue consumption may indicate the presence of leaks in the system. Any leaks should be identified and repaired to avoid unnecessary costs and ensure the correct functioning of the system. How to avoid problems with AdBlue. To avoid these problems, you should follow these tips. Regular maintenance. Regular maintenance is important to prevent AdBlue-related problems. This includes cleaning injectors and fluid lines to avoid accumulations that can clog the system. Use quality AdBlue. Using AdBlue of certified quality and preferably recommended by the vehicle manufacturer is important to maintain optimum performance and avoid compatibility problems. Proper storage. AdBlue should be stored in a cool, dry place, away from heat sources and direct sunlight to prevent product degradation. During winter months, it is particularly important to protect AdBlue from low temperatures to avoid crystallization. Checking the sensors, it is important to regularly check and calibrate the AdBlue system sensors to ensure that they provide accurate readings, thus avoiding incorrect dosing that can affect vehicle performance and increase emissions. AdBlue plays a vital role in reducing emissions from diesel vehicles, but it requires careful handling and regular maintenance to avoid problems that can result in expensive repairs. By following these recommendations, you can ensure the efficient operation of the AdBlue system and contribute to a cleaner environment by keeping your vehicle in compliance with pollutant emission regulations. Overriding AdBlue, is it allowed? Bypassing AdBlue to avoid its maintenance and repair costs can be problematic in terms of environmental laws, but is it allowed? What are the consequences? Reasons for overriding the AdBlue system. Despite its environmental benefits, some fleets consider overriding the AdBlue system because of cost of maintenance. Ongoing maintenance and refilling of the AdBlue system can be seen as additional expenses that some fleets prefer to avoid. Frequency of refilling. Depending on vehicle efficiency and driving style, the AdBlue system may require frequent refills, which increases the operating cost of the vehicle. System malfunctions. Technical problems with the AdBlue system, such as injector or pump failure, can be expensive to repair. These problems are more frequent in certain vehicle models, which may lead some owners to look for ways to deactivate the system. Legal and technical consequences of overriding AdBlue. Overriding the AdBlue system is not only technically and environmentally questionable, but also illegal. Legality. Modifying the AdBlue system to deactivate it involves altering the vehicle's software, which is prohibited under current emissions regulation. This manipulation can be detected during the technical inspection of the vehicle or by roadside checks, fines and penalties. The authorities are authorized to impose severe penalties on companies and organizations that have tampered with or deactivated the AdBlue system. These fines can be particularly high for trucks and buses. Technical inspection of vehicles. A vehicle with a disabled AdBlue system will probably not pass the roadworthiness test, as it will not meet the required emission standards. Responsible alternatives. In case of problems with the AdBlue system, there are more responsible alternatives than cancelling it. Professional repairs. Going to specialized workshops to solve specific problems with the system can avoid the need for a recall and ensure that the vehicle continues to comply with environmental regulations. Consult with experts. Talking to diesel system experts can provide solutions to recurring problems without resorting to illegal measures. Although the cost and breakdowns of the AdBlue system can be daunting, overriding the system is not a recommended or legal solution. Keeping the system in operation not only helps to protect the environment, but also ensures that the vehicle complies with the law and avoids possible fines. It is therefore advisable to seek legal and technically feasible solutions to any AdBlue-related problem. Implications for fleet management. It must be ensured that the AdBlue system is working properly to comply with the pollutant emissions. But in my experience, especially because there are drivers in the fleet who on their own override the AdBlue system, causing the vehicle to pollute more, and we can be fined very heavily. These vehicles and drivers must be identified in order to take the appropriate measures so that this does not happen again. So the AdBlue system must be checked periodically. Thank you for your time. The class has developed the common problems associated with AdBlue and how you can avoid them to keep the vehicle in top condition. See you soon.